A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. So select among yourselves 7 reputable men filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community. So they chose Stephen, a man filled with the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented them to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. The word of God. If Jesus had not risen from the dead, the church would be nothing more than a fancy museum. Over there in that glass box is the olive branch that the dove carried to Noah in the ark. And here you can see one of the barley loaves that Jesus multiplied and shared with the multitudes. Now over in that corner is the water bucket left behind by the Samaritan woman. And behind this glass case, one of our most treasured prizes, the towel that Jesus used to dry the feet of his disciples. What a tragedy it is when the word church becomes associated for many people with a dusty museum full of old-fashioned rituals, strange outfits, and a language that sounds real pretty, but that we don't understand anymore. The church is not a museum. We don't worship a stale piece of bread preserved behind some fancy glass case. We're a living community of believers that breaks and shares the living bread of Christ. The Word of God is not just printed in a big book called the Bible. It's written on the pages of our hearts and in the creativity of our minds. We know this because we believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. The dead tree of the cross has sprouted new life. The church is alive. Blessed John Henry Newman said that to live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. Yes, the church is deeply rooted in tradition, and yet at the same time always new and renewing. This profound truth that the church is both rooted in tradition and yet always new and changing is beautifully expressed in today's story from the Acts of the Apostles. Even though Jesus had already died and risen from the dead, the early Christian community never imagined that the living tree of the church had stopped growing. When the new pastoral situation that's described in today's text became apparent, namely that the Greek widows in Jerusalem were being neglected from the daily distribution of bread, the community of disciples, in harmony with the apostles, found a new way to respond to a new reality. A completely new ministry was created. Deacons were called, chosen by and from among the laity, and through the apostolic laying on of hands, they were given a mission to serve the poor. That day, right there in the presence of Peter and all of the apostles, a new ministry was born in the heart of the church. The living tree of the church sprouted a new branch. Nobody cried out, "Oh no, we can't do that. We can't create or do something new that Jesus didn't do first. That would be scandalous." No, it would have never occurred to them to say such a thing. because they knew deep down in their bones that Jesus wasn't dead. He was alive in the creativity of the church, in the people of God, the living body of Christ. So do we live with that same consciousness today? Do we see the church as a living body, a living organism, one that's always growing and changing? I had the wonderful privilege of working for many years in the small Central American country of Honduras. In the mid-1960s, right after the Second Vatican Council, the Honduran bishops voted unanimously to institute a new ministry among the laity. Hundreds, and later thousands, of men and women were trained and sent out all over the country as delegates of the Word of God. To this day, thousands of delegates of the Word continue to serve and preach the gospel every Sunday in poor mountain villages and violence-stricken urban neighborhoods throughout Honduras. Like the seven deacons called forth in today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the delegates of the Word of God are today the sign of a living church, a living tree of life. The wisdom and the readiness to take a new risk on the part of the Honduran bishops back in the 60s has proven to be an important factor for the renewal of faith throughout the country today. The resurrection of Christ is more than something we just celebrate liturgically once a year. It's more than just a piece of Christian history that we can read about in a book. Jesus indeed lives in us and among us. In Him we live and move and have our being. We are the risen body of Christ in history. True to the creative and intuitive spirit of the early church, are we not then challenged today to grow and blossom in new ways with new ministries? What are those new ministries that the Spirit is calling forth today? How can the body of Christ grow today? After all, to live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often.